The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Regardless of where you live, researching agencies and organizations dedicated to working with the blind and low vision community can seem daunting. The iSpy Foundation is working to help make that research a little easier. Join me this month as I talk with Nick Mendler, president and founder of the iSpy Foundation. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris. Really excited to talk to you about all the goodness we have going on over at iSpy.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear about it. And you have had a very interesting life. So who is Nick Mendler?
Yeah. Who am I? That's a good question. Yeah. So Nick Mendler, president and founder of the iSpy Foundation, creator of iSpy.org, which is probably what we'll be talking about most here. As a person, grew up in Ohio, went to college down here, and I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. Went to the University of North Florida here in Jacksonville. Got out of school, worked in tech for about 20 years, and have worked for really cool companies like PGA Tours based out of here. That's where I started my career, and but kind of done everything in between with digital, anything from, you know, startup life to, you know, big Fortune 500 companies. And yeah, just really love that world that was introduced to me. It all starts really when I was, you know, 16 years old. Grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and, normal kid around, 16, we went in for a normal, ophthalmologist visit and, you know, getting the eyes checked and everything. At the time I was, you know, playing baseball, you know, just getting driver's license, dating, high school, the whole thing. And my mom and I went in to get the normal check-in, did all of the retinal scans, all of the normal kind of eye chart tests and everything there. But that day, you know, after everything was done, the ophthalmologist came in and sat us down and, just said, "Hey, I, you know, just wanted to let you guys know, I think that, Nick has this rare retinal disease called retinitis pigmentosa." And, you know, for me and my mom, we were just kind of thrown back, didn't really know what was going on or how that came about. And, you know, really the ophthalmologist just kind of said, "Hey, you know, unfortunately, this leads to, you know, complete legal blindness. And at the time, there's really nothing, you know, we can do. There's no clinical trials. There's not much I can really do other than give you a referral out, or you can come back here in 6 months." And, you know, other than that, he gave us a pamphlet on low vision lifestyle and how to live a life. And that was really the walk away. Going into that parking lot from the doctor's office was really like a shock moment. You know, you just kind of started your young life and you're trying to figure out, well, how long does this take? What's going on? Do we have any options? And this was 1998. The biggest thing is I went about my life, went to college, you know, got in my career. But as time went on, you know, with retinitis pigmentosa, the vision progressively, you know, changes, and everyone's a little bit different as far as how severe and what it affects. But for me, it's really the peripheral and the central vision, comes a little bit later, but peripheral and night vision, are impaired. Now I feel very blessed in the sense that I can still drive. I can still do a lot of the normal things, but I've definitely seen changes over the years. And where this leads back to iSpy and the stuff that we're talking about today is, you know, in 2021, I moved back here to Jacksonville, Florida, just had an opportunity to kind of leave and build on this idea that I had that, you know, when I went to some of the events for like the Foundation Fighting Blindness that I got involved with in Denver, you know, I really saw the world of blind and low vision that we had, that was open to us. And, you know, going to a symposium, listening to the doctor speak about all these clinical trials and all these things that were now available, seeing all of the assistive tech, guide dog schools, you know, all of the different voc rehab things, just the world that was really there. And in my head, I was like, gosh, you know, there's got to be a website for this. Like somebody's created an app for this, you know, like this is already out there. And that just wasn't the case. Yeah. 2021 came around, you know, I saw that, you know, this wasn't created yet. So I just had the opportunity to start up the iSpy Foundation and build out iSpy.org.
And it does lead me a little bit into my next question, which is how important are services and websites like iSpy.org to the blind and visually impaired community?
They're super important. I think we have access to so much information. So I think even with great resource guides and, you know, one local, you know, community thing that you know about, it can be great, but there's two sides to it. I think that we either have too much information, so it's like paralysis by analysis, and so we're so overwhelmed with where do we start, or it's like, man, I don't even know where to start. Like I have no knowledge of this world at all. And I think whether it's a new diagnosis or it's an accident or it's a matter of, you know, some kind of thing that happened in war or any kind of different scenario, we have a lot of resources for vision now. We have a lot of amazing organization, government entities, educational entities, you know, and media like this, and podcasts and different really cool things that have developed. And the way that we put it at iSpy, we have kind of our three A's. So we have our affected, our advocates, and our academics. Depending if you're in one or multiple of those categories, you're looking for info and you're trying to find your way along life, just like everybody else. You're just seeing it a little differently. So we kind of say we're living life just through a different lens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where really, wherever you're starting your journey, that's where, you know, iSpy plans to be to try to help you out.
And unfortunately, there are people out there who will look at all this information available to them, and instead of being inspired, they shut down.
And I think that's totally normal. It's just like when you get into a new job or just a new kind of life situation. At first, you're trying to be like, can I do this, right? Like, can I take on this challenge, whatever it might be? But I think the other part is, you know, you just have to find your own rhythm. The way that we go about it with iSpy is that we want to first hear about you and who you are. Where are you at in your life? Where are you living? Are you married? Are you single? Are you older? Are you younger? Do you have kids? Is it your kid that's affected? And we start there because the information should be really tailored to what you're looking for and what drives you. Versus just giving you a bunch of things. So now you're just still kind of stuck and you're like, well, this is great, but I don't even know where to go from here. So
mm-hmm. How do you see the website growing?
I think the biggest part for me is really just starting to connect with the community one-to-one, whether that be through conferences or, you know, podcasts or things like these, or just in-person meetups here local in Jacksonville. I think along that journey, I've learned a lot about just everything that's out there that I really didn't even know about. And it really translates into where iSpy is going from the website's point of view and then how we plan to expand as well. So like I said, we're starting here in Jacksonville, which is our kind of HQ. The biggest thing that I've realized and that I love is that every community is super unique and it should be treated that way. I think that we need to recognize that there are different resources in different major metros that really are kind of the heartbeat of that city. And then there are groups and people that, you know, help to really tie the community together. And so, you know, our goal is really to take this thing, you know, build up Jacksonville, you know, we've had a lot of progress there, but take this model and really expand it, you know, metro by metro. Until we reach, you know, Florida, and then from Florida, we can go on to the next state and the next city and all that good stuff. So that's really the plan for iSpy, mm-hmm. On the growing aspect.
And one of the other things that I noticed in the information you sent me is your use of volunteers and interns. It got me wondering, how have volunteers and interns helped with the growth of the iSpy Foundation and iSpy.org website?
You know, for me, this has really been a volunteer effort at the beginning here. And, you know, we're working on funding, we're working on grants, and just like every other 501c3 nonprofit. But I think the cool part for me is really, as I mentioned before, getting connected with the community. You really meet some amazing people and just really talented people, you know, and I like to be surrounded by people that are way smarter than me because I just get to learn from them. And we've got some new board members and council members, whether that be in the area of tech council that, you know, is focused on the technology, or our community and development council, which is about fundraising and how we work with, you know, individuals and human beings and do it the right way. Or we have our strategic council that really looks at, okay, what do we do in the next 12, 24 months? And we put it all together. They're all volunteers and they're giving their time. And that's the only thing that we have in life is really time to keep track of. And that means a lot to me, just seeing the project grow to that. That's one element of the volunteer nature. The other is like when we do a local event, like I Spy Social, we have our local Lions Club will come out and volunteer. I'm a Lion as well, just to say it, but they will come out and help with, you know, just navigating people up to the office of where we do our socials at LE Mental Health in Ponte Vedra here. Or it's, you know, making sure all the food's out, everything's prepped up, you know, just interacting with everybody.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. We are talking with Nick Mendler of iSpy.org. And Nick, I want to talk about the website specifically now. It offers a lot of resources, and I'm curious, what can you tell us about that?
My idea behind this thing is that we want to serve, you know, the entire population. And again, going back to RAs, everybody from the affected, the advocates, and the academics, because we're all learning and we're all going through life, and then we're just trying to figure out the lens part. And so with the website itself, it's kind of broken into four main categories right now. One is really, you know, a directory, but I really call it, you know, iSpy.org in general, a discovery engine. I think it's about figuring out what you need in your life and what you're kind of looking for, whether that's, hey, I'm good. I've got my partner and we're all set, you know, for a job and I'm really looking to connect with the community. Cool. We've got that. Or if it's somebody just recently diagnosed where, you know, you're like me when you're 16 and you're like, what do we do? Where do we go? iSpy.org is really like your navigator, your starting point. And, you know, the backside of that is really what we're building out as well. But let me stick to the website. So we've got, you know, kind of our directory discovery engine, which will be broken down by topics and you can do normal search and things like that. We also have events. You know, every community is super rich in whether it's a fundraising event or some kind of like symposium or even, you know, podcasts and webinars. And that's totally opened up virtually. And so there's a lot there just in that. We have a news section that really pulls in pretty much blog articles real time from, you know, major organizations or any kind of like local org that we're finding that actually is writing. We want to make sure that that's present. So it'll click right off into their website and you can read, you know, whatever they're kind of posting about. And then I think the last part is the media section. I think this is the coolest one to me just because of how much this has developed, you know, in the last decade or 15 years is really the podcasts of the world, you know, that like we're on a reading service now and, the podcasts are blowing up and we've got over 30 to 40 specifically blind low vision podcasts that I found already, and I'm finding them all the time. Applications for phones. I think that in general, there's just a whole, you know, bevy of different things that you could utilize, like a Be My Eyes or, you know, something along those lines that can really help you along your day, whether it's a magnification tool. So we want to find those and make sure that those are out there. We have a group section. You know, I think that this is the in-person and, you know, the in real life. And then there's the online. So we want people to connect wherever they're connecting. And I think I found tons of Facebook groups, Reddit groups, Discord groups, LinkedIn groups, along with all of the things we're doing, like iSpy Social locally here in Jacksonville. And then the last one is really kind of emerging as really this creator economy and, you know, finding everybody that's creating independent content. You know, there's lots of big names, whether it be a Molly Burke or like a Sam from The Blind Life or, you know, lots of others. I find those every day too. So it's definitely a much bigger thing than I thought it would be when I started it.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit audacious in the sense that, oh, I could totally unpack the whole US, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's really got me to scale back to, you know, let's start city by city and let's figure out what makes the city tick and then what's in that city to help support, you know, the person there. Maybe it's just the metro near you. And, you know, that's a whole nother problem is like we have kind of our smaller cities or just, you know, not like a major metro. Mm-hmm. But there's still a population set that needs to be served. And how does that happen considering transportation, career, like all of these opportunities are out there. So every community can be different. And I think even if you're in Western North Carolina or if you're in Raleigh or one of the major metros, it's really just understanding what your opportunity is, number mm-hmm. one. And then number two, you know, with iSpy, our goal too is to give people agency back in their life. I think that we all have to take the individual leap to say, yeah, I'm going to go get connected or I'm going to go do trap shooting or, you know, to do golf, adaptive golf or whatever it is. Being able to know that that's there is the whole point of the iSpy kind of discovery.
Exactly.
Moment. The agency is super important as well.
Exactly. What would you say are some of the most searched topics on the website?
Yeah, I think we're still gathering all of that information. It's a lot of the things are straightforward. You know, transportation is a tough one for every community. Every city is different, like you said. Getting from point A to point B when you don't drive is tough. I think that's the other part. I think about things like the Lions Club that serve the blind and low vision community specifically. Reach out to that club near you. There's 9,000 of them in the U.S. And, you know, our goal as Lions is also to serve the blind and low vision community because of the Helen Keller connection. So there are options. But yeah, transportation, obviously jobs. We know that there are, you know, organizations that do that. You know, that's the other part of iSpy. We're not trying to solve all of the problems. What we're trying to do is find the best resources that are out there doing that thing. And then if that's where you are in your life and your lens, then we connect you with that organization. You know, there's like a Blind Institute of Technology out in Denver that does a lot of the tech programs with Salesforce and gets people trained up and jobs. And there's tons of those organizations out in the US. Obviously, if you're, you know, a parent, that's a topic. You know, parenting, having a kid that's affected is a totally different situation. You know, I think about my mother, again, when I was 16, where was her mind at, you know, and I'm probably her age now when I was diagnosed. And I think, depending what, you know, is happening with your kiddo, you know, as far as like, if it's a retinal disease or something else, do I need to do a different school? Do I put them in public school? How do they interact with kids? You know, there's lots of parenting groups online. Mm-hmm. There's lots of organizations for that. So yeah, let me just run down the list real quick. It's transportation, education, career. You know, I think general, you know, just assistive technology is a huge one because that changes every day. You can have all your settings set up. And again, we live on a spectrum of vision, right? But even with mine, it's like, you know, Apple will change their settings and then everything I had set up is different now. And to be honest, that's a fact of life for anybody, whether you're completely 20/10 vision or if you're, you know, more low vision.
Yeah.
But yeah, assistive tech.
You're exactly right. If someone should come across a resource that they want to list, how can they go about doing that?
Well, number one, if you just go on the website, there's always a contact form. You can reach out to us that way. But for this specific talk and for all my talks, I go, I direct people to ispy.org/talks and just T-A-L-K-S. And you can go there and submit a resource, submit an event that you have going on. Again, we do our best to curate the web. But like I said, there are things popping up literally every day. I'll find a new page that leads me into another page that leads me. So it's a never ending rabbit hole, mm-hmm. but we're trying to automate that and find ways with our internship program and our smart kids, way smarter than me in the sense of like data curation and stuff, of how we can do that. We don't know what we don't know. So if you have a really thriving, you know, community, let us know. Or if it's an app that you really love, tell us about it. Or if it's a new podcast like this one that I didn't have any idea was out there until, you know, we had a mutual connection, say, hey, mm-hmm. you know, you should talk to Nick. And then Chris, you reach out to me. And then now we're here.
I'm going to go fill out the form this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the other thing. I've run into people that have literally been putting together spreadsheets and Word documents and over the years. And I think that's great. I would love to have those. Uh-huh. Because again, I think our goal is really, we want to take the homework away from everybody and just make it a heck of a lot easier to just connect with whatever you're looking for. We also want iSpy one day to be the two words that every optometrist, that guy that diagnosed me, could have said to me before we hit the parking lot of, just go to iSpy and they'll set you up. You'll be connected with a navigator. They'll figure out where you are in your life and your lens, and we'll go from there.
How can someone learn more about iSpy.org and the iSpy Foundation?
Yeah, so iSpy.org is easy. You can go to iSpy.org, and that starts with E-Y-E. Uh-huh. Sometimes people say the letter I, and we don't have any of those because of Apple. But yeah. The point is that E-Y-E-S-P-Y.org is iSpy.org. You can definitely go there and check it out. You know, currently what we're working on is a real new database experience. So what that means is a simple navigation. We're upgrading some of our accessibility features. I think for us, you know, eating our own dog food and making sure we're as accessible as possible is super huge. That's why we have great council members and, you know, people all the way on the different visual spectrum to help us out with that. Mm-hmm. iSpyFoundation.org is our main one for kind of the, you know, the body, the, you know, general, what we do for our foundation work. And that's the other website. But, you know, for this podcast, anybody that's looking to engage with us, you know, just go to iSpyTalks, iSpy.org/talks. And, you know, you'll have everything from your event submission stuff that we talked about or, previous talks that I've done with Leader Dogs or Foundation Fighting Blindness or anything like that to, you know, just a contact form. I mean, I think it really starts with sending something in and then, you know, our next step is reaching out to you and asking, hey, let's connect, but tell us about you. Where are you at? What are you looking for? Again, we're really focused on Jacksonville and Florida right now, but that doesn't mean that we can't assist somebody that's in Western Carolina, Raleigh, Charlotte. You know, mm-hmm. we have the ability to find things pretty quickly. It's just a matter of, it's really not the matter of resources. It's the matter of a person taking agency and reaching out. Because again, I love learning everybody's story. They're all different. We have a lot of personalities in our community, including myself.
Yes, and definitely.
My board members. So sometimes I say we're kind of like a pirate crew, you know, it's just, I love it though, because it really brings like a spice to life. And I think at the end of the day, you know, we're all trying to live life and we're all trying to just, you know, do our thing and enjoy it. And I think that there's a lot of tools, a lot of resources, a lot of people with heart that are really there, you know, from a wholehearted standpoint of like, look, you know, I go skydive, I go ski, right? Like you told me all those things you do. That's super cool. So anyways, I think that's the call out. iSpy.org, iSpy.org/talks, just a quick connect page. And then iSpy Foundation, org. And if you want to hit us up on social, because that's another avenue, it's every handle, every outlet is at eyespy.org. So EYESPYORG. And that's Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, GitHub. Yeah. Wherever you interact, that's where we are.
I got you. Yeah. I'm gonna kind of put you on the spot here, and I apologize because I didn't think to ask this question when I sent you stuff. With the convention season upon us, do you have any plans to be at any of the national conventions?
Yeah, the thought is to be at the Foundation Fighting Blindness in Dallas in June. So. Yeah, it's kind of to be determined. FFB would be the one that we've kind of got pinned right now. Again, it depends on funds. It depends on all of the support we get and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. There's so many conferences that you could literally just do that as a job for iSpy. If we had the money to do that,
if you're hiring.
Yeah, I know. Every assistive technology conference or, you know, the big, you know, NFBs, FFBs, ACBs. All the bees, right? There's something going on somewhere. So
yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else you would like to add that I may have missed?
Our goal at iSpy is really to be that positive force that also gives people agency. You're not alone, whether you're, you know, a person who has retinitis pigmentosa like me, that's a 1 in 4,000, which is not the most rare. It's not the least rare either. Mm-hmm. Or if you're somebody that's blind from birth, or if you have a kiddo that's affected, or if you're a vet, or if you're a senior, I think everybody should be able to be served. I think it's hard for all of these organizations to keep up sometimes, but, you know, our goal is really to be that, you know, kind of like almost like a white glove service of, hey, just reach out to us. We're going to be with you along the way. We're going to introduce some really cool things that are out there that maybe you haven't heard of. But at the end of the day, this is your journey. And like I said before, I think the biggest point is that we're all living life just through a different lens. And your lens is your own, and you should have fun living through it. And that's what we're here to try to do.
And with that, I am going to thank you once again for your time. It was greatly appreciated, and I had a blast talking with you. Thank you for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I really appreciate the opportunity and just connecting with your listeners out there. And again, iSpy.org/talks is the place to go.
That website, one more time, is iSpy.org, and it is spelled EYESPY.ORG. To submit an item to be added to the directory, go to iSpy.org/talks. And finally, if you'd like to send them an email, send it to team@iSpy.org or visit the contact page on the website. I'd like to thank Nick once again for his time. It was greatly appreciated. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.